when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your
I first heard of the Sant'Egidio community when I was based in Zambia. It was during the terrible period of the Rwandan genocide. Time and again, the name of the Sant'Egidio community was mentioned, and it was always in association with peacemaking. On coming to Rome, I found that one of my community members, escorted by some of the seminarians and an occasional professor from the Beda College, would, every Friday, go to help the Sant'Egidio community to feed the poor and destitute of Rome. Every Friday, I heard of the plain but substantial meal given freely to more than 1,000 people, and asked how the community managed to feed so many. We each contribute from our own salaries, I was told. Not knowing of the link between the Sant'Egidio community and the magnificent 13th century church of Santa Maria in Trastevere, I happened to visit one evening and found that Mass was being celebrated. And celebration is the only word to use. It was such a prayerful, joyful, beautiful liturgy that I left the church with my heart dancing for joy. In the years since I first heard of the Sant'Egidio community, I've yet to meet anybody who doesn't speak with respect and admiration for its members, whose love for the poor is such that this very week there will be Mass celebrated for all their friends, many of them destitute, who have died on the streets of Rome during the course of this year. It was with joy, therefore, that I discovered that my colleague, Catherine Smybert, had interviewed Claudio Betti, who has been a member of the Sant'Egidio community for 37 of its 39 years. He explained why the community exists.
The main activity of Sant'Egidio has been and will always be that of being close to the poor. To the point that the poor are not clients of our services, but they are members of our family. The community is now involved in many activities. Let me say that at the beginning, back 39 years ago, Andrea Riccardi, the founder, was in some way dreaming of the possibility of being Christians in a society that that time, being totally ordinary people, but at the same time truly Christian. That meant being close to the poor and being close to the scripture. And I think that the faithfulness to this message, which was the beginning and it is today as well, the faithfulness to the scripture and the faithfulness to the poor is a message that that crosses this 39 years and comes to us today. And I think that this is the real secret of Sant'Egidio. We have never detached ourselves from the scripture and from prayer. And that enabled us to be close to the poor. So in a way, the service to the poor is not an activity of the community. The real service of the community is prayer. The poor are companions of ours in this path. And they're not just, when I was saying that they're not clients, I wanted to say that there is a profound link with the poor, that it's an evangelical link. And it is the link that Jesus had with the poor. And this is something that kept us going. So, for example, you were quoting our work for peace, which I agree, it's very important, or our work for ecumenism. But the real reason that are behind this work is the fact that we try to be faithful to that call of the gospel, of being close to those who are poor, to those who suffer, to those who are lonely.
So relevant is the Sant'Egidio community to today's people and today's needs that it has spread across the world.
Yes, we are now present in more than 70 countries with a number of about 60,000 members. So the 10, 15 young people who were at the beginning have now multiplied, reaching all the corners of the world, really all over the world. And wherever this program is reached, I think we have a community of Sant'Egidio. We are spread all over, but mostly we are there, present there where the poor are suffering more. And I'm thinking about Africa. Africa has been, in this year, but in all throughout the history of the community, one of the centers of our work and of our care, because Africa needs particular attention. I mean, there where the poor are, the community of Sant'Egidio is. And the more we have been growing for 39 years in this way, we want to, the next 39 years, if the Lord will grant us 39 more years of life, we want it to be even more closer to the poor, as the first 39 have been.
Even though this year marks the 40th year of the loving, caring presence of the Sant'Egidio community, in marking its anniversary, the members of the community are not looking inwards at what they can do for themselves. Rather, they are looking outwards at the needs of the church, of the world, and of the poor.
I think that we are entering the 40th year, and I think we want to mark very strongly this 40th year of life of the community. I think that making plans now for what it will be next year is not, it wouldn't be proper at the moment, because I think that what we really need to do in this period is to try to understand what John the 23rd used to call the signs of times. And I think that this is something that we all as Christians should do at all times. What the world is living today, and I think that we are facing a difficult world that needs to be understood better, that needs to be profoundly loved. And loving means to understand. And in this way, I think that we have to spend this year with a strong emphasis on understanding what are the new challenges that the community, but more than the community, the church as such, is needs to face in this time.
Yet nothing can be done without deep, personal and persevering prayer.
You can expect a daily prayer, because the community has its center in the prayer, because there we were born from the gospel, we were born from the scripture, and there we want to go back every evening at the end of a day of work. So I think that especially in Rome, where the community has been grounded for a long, long time, we have four evening prayers, where we gather thousands of people every evening. Just think that the prayer of Santa Maria in Trastevere alone in 1 year has welcomed 300,000 friends of the community who have joined for prayer, the community. This is done all over the world, and wherever the community is present, there is a prayer of the community. The same is for the Eucharist, and I think that the Eucharist is the center of the community life. And every Saturday evening to Sunday evening, the community celebrates different liturgies all over the city, especially in Rome. It's a celebration that continues to mark the day of the Lord, to make it clear that this is a different day that has to be celebrated in the world.